Hello, I'm Jill. And this article is entitled Boris Criticises Utter Woke Students After Activist Slur. Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has slammed utter woke Oxford University students following comments made about Charlie Kirk. US Conservative activist Mr. Kirk, who co-founded right-wing organisation Turning Point USA, was shot and killed on September the 10th. The 31-year-old had been speaking at Utah Valley University and was addressing a crowd of thousands when gunshots were heard. Following the killing, it emerged that George Abercrombie, a student of Oxford University and president-elect of the Oxford Union, made several comments online appearing to celebrate what happened. The Times reported that in one message to fellow students in a WhatsApp chat, Mr. Abercrombie wrote, "Charlie Kirk got shot. Let's," and in brackets expletive deleted, "go." While another on his Instagram account read, "Charlie Kirk got shot. Lol." The Oxford Union's administration has condemned his comments whilst also criticising the racist abuse aimed at Mr. Abercrombie. In a recent lengthy statement, the society, which was founded in 1923, said, "The Oxford Union has always been one of the world's foremost defenders of free speech. We will continue to defend freedom of expression in all its forms. But free speech cannot and will not come at the expense of violence, intimidation, or hate." Now, former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who lives in Brightwell-cum-Sotwell near Wallingford, has waded into the row, branding young people the wettest generation since the flood. The Conservative was president of the society in 1986. In an opinion article in the Daily Mail, he said, "There is increasing evidence that younger people are so mollycoddled and airbagged and swaddled with political correctness that their general levels of anxiety are not falling but rising." The Johnsons moved into Brightwell Manor after paying £3.8 million for the Grade 2 listed property in 2023 and are semi-regularly seen in the surrounding towns. In the Daily Mail, he cited the decreasing number of young people taking their driving test, drinking alcohol, and having sex as evidence of their wetness. He added that he felt they were taking refuge in the relative safety of the electronic world and refusing any form of danger. Mr. Johnson added that this could be seen as encouraging to the UK's enemies, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. "They must believe that we are mentally and physically robust, that we are willing to stand up for freedom," he said. The Conservative said that he was sure the younger generation would step up if needed, and that the Oxford Union is, in fact, bursting with all the zap, confidence, pluck, and gumption the nation is going to need.